So it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see your light, your brightness, your divine presence. For those of you who we have not met, we are Aronda, and we bring with us an entire council of beings of light that are here for your benefit. Those that have had human bodies and maybe those that have not. You've had both, so that works for them too as well. Yes, you are the ones we have been waiting for. You are the new seekers. You are the ones that have been here, come back, volunteered for this mission. As our dear friend Lee says, and then as our dearest friend Kryon also acknowledges, that your soul has never been here before. So there is no paradigm for what you are experiencing. So if you're trying to do things the way you have done them in the past, that is where that energy gets a bit frustrated. And frustrating, yes? Because you are pushing against the energy. So we say, stop it. Don't push any longer. Take a deep breath. Instead, you are the leaders. You are the ones that we call our vessel Marilyn, a hacker, not to be confused with a computer hacker. She's the one out front with the machete going through the jungle saying, follow me, go this way, huh? As are you. You are the ones that are paving the way for the new dimensional frequency. We love it that science is catching up. It wasn't that long ago, but they said that there were only 12 or 13 dimensions. Now they've proven 27. Won't they be surprised when they get to 144, huh? You see, science is catching up with humanity. Science is proving what you are doing right now. You are that vibrational flow in this world. And when you carry that vibrational flow radiating out from your heart center, that is you leading the way to say, come on, go this way. For with that energy, dearest beings of light, your brightness radiates so much that others will gravitate towards you. You've probably seen that already. Yes, where people just say, I just want to stand next to you because I like your energy. Or they may not even use the word energy. They just find themselves standing next to you and wondering what they're doing there. And then they get closer and closer, and there you are, and you've made a new friend, huh? Or the person at the market says, oh, I just love it when you come in because my day just gets brighter. That is you. That is the way showers. And you know, if you have a little trouble with that, the raising of the consciousness. You know, consciousness is really just being aware that you are aware. You are aware. And what you are not aware of, you are opening your heart to that awareness. So as Lee, our dear friend, was saying, that, you know, if you're not a part of the solution, you're part of the problem. So stop thinking about it as it was. It is no more. But instead, think of it as it is becoming. What would you like to see? What would you like to feel? We work in your emotional body. That is why we ask you to breathe, because sometimes when we get around and we are talking and things are not making many senses, because our words don't come out in the right order, because English is not our first language. Did you follow that? Good, we did not. With that emotional body, that is where the change happens first. That ignition. Take a deep breath. You see, in that shift of consciousness, you are indeed becoming aware. You are indeed connecting with the awareness of humanity. And as you connect with the awareness of humanity, that radiates out beyond. Your energy field is 27 feet across. You know, all the energy of that comes with your manifestation, that flow, that frequency that is vibrating constantly in your energy field. So if your energy field is not where you might like it to be, shift. Shift happens, right? All the time. And as you shift, everything around you shifts as well. That is the law. That is what is happening. And if you find yourself in that place, as sometimes you get a bit, feel the energy pushing back upon you, stop. Take a deep breath. Be aware that you are aware. That is why our vessel Marilyn has these awareness bracelets, you know, because they help her be aware. You see, because she says every time she complains about something or every time she complains about someone else, she puts it on a different wrist. And her objective is to wear it on the same wrist for 21 days. Now, if you've seen her over and over, you know that she wears them all the time. Is there anybody here that wants to be aware of something old that they want to get rid of? Hello? Are you still there? Here. That is for you, dearest. You see, and that is how it starts. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to raise my hand or not, but I'm going to raise it just in case and I get the gift for it. That is what you did. You raised your hand and you volunteered to be here right now at this moment in this time of history. This time of becoming anew, this new paradigm, this new dimensional vibration. And you are here to help. We are grateful for you. You are here to be you more than anything else. We ask you to be the love that you are. That vibration resonates and creates more things than you ever thought possible. So trust that you are that love. Trust that you are that vibration. And every time you say yes to you, you are saying yes to everything in your field. And a new world is then created. Oh, dearest, we love you so much. We see you. We see your heart. We see the beating of every thought, every idea. We see your pain sometimes, and we see your tears sometimes. And that is all right. It just washes the face. You see, it is truly simple. So if you are acknowledging the simplicity of you, trust that you are here at the right moment, at the right time, because we know you are. You are the ones we are waiting for. We love you deeply. We honor you for your courage to come back here. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. We wish to continue the message of Adirondack. But before that, I'm going to do something I have been doing now for over a week. The town we speak from is Santa Fe, New Mexico. Not too far, another major city, Albuquerque. And you would say, well, you're in modern civilization, but still, the ancients who walked this land are well known, and their places and their tribes are still here. And dear ones, one of the most active portions of that scenario are their ancestors. And so despite the thought of a major city or a current culture, the ancestors who are ancient are here in the room. More than just honoring, It is something I wish to do as a greeting. I greet those ancestors and I ask them permission to continue with something that they know, that they will smile at. In a minute, I'll give you their message to you. Dear ones, there's an old saying from an old energy that says you're born alone and you die alone. Now, physically, you know that's not true. Because when you're born, there are those around you helping. Often, when you take your last breath, there are those around you. But it's a metaphor of a consciousness paradigm that says you're on your own. You come in by yourself and you leave by yourself. And the intimation of that, the message of that, if you hear that, is that during that lifetime, from birth to death, you're still alone. And that you got to do everything yourself. And I would like to tell you, dear one, that that particular phrase is something you can mount on the wall and frame and label it past. Well, that used to be the way of it. And that is the way you were taught. And all through that life, therefore, if you wanted to get ahead, if you wanted to do anything, you had to have help. This was also captured by almost every spiritual system on the planet who said, well, yes, you're actually born dirty, and if you want to then do something of your life, and if you want to die and not be alone, we got help for you. All you have to do is this, this, and this, and this. It's an old paradigm, dear ones, that is past history. Let me give you the new phrase. You're born magnificent, and you die magnificent. Because this new energy of this new earth that you are just beginning to see starts to give you insight and intuition that says you are indeed in a paradigm you've never experienced before. That your soul, as many times as it's been here on this planet, it's never seen this. And in that, dear ones, your soul is aware, expectant, and knows what to do with it. Where does your help come from? And we have told you for 30 years, inside. For inside of every single human being is a piece of creation. And that piece of creation is not just a fact of the dirt of the earth. It has a personality, if you wish. It has love, if you wish. It has help. I want to give you a metaphor that I hope you don't forget. It has to do with duality and consciousness and light-dark energy. I want you to see consciousness as an energy. It is. It's been proven. But in this particular case, in this metaphor, I want you to see it as a small cloud around you. Let's make that cloud about 26 feet wide. Wherever you walk, that cloud is around you. It's not anything that can be seen, but in this particular metaphor, let's see it. The cloud is in black and white. It isn't really, but no perception you have on this planet can see interdimensional color. So you see it in black and white. And for eons, that cloud has been a dirty gray. And that is the cloud that has been carried in consciousness through all of humanity. Every single human, no matter where they are, and every so often there will be a human who has a cloud which is much clearer, perhaps a cloud which is even white. And that particular human will be an outcast Eventually, no matter how shamanic, no matter how many miracles, and the human will almost always be eliminated. A little too much to comprehend, a little too different perhaps, didn't fit in with all the other gray clouds. But here's what I want to tell you that you didn't expect. That higher self of you, that soul part of you which is inside of you, it's a multidimensional source inside you, and it comes with something you didn't really expect. It comes with what I'll loosely call an entourage. Now let's linearize the entourage just for this example, because this is what I want you to see. Around each of you, outside of the cloud, is that entourage, which I'm going to linearize, and I'm going to call it a group of angels. Now that's for you, because humanity believes in angels. Now to you, angels and almost every single belief system that exists are helpers with the Creator. Beautiful helpers. Beyond saints even, pure and light. They appear when you need them, and they are powerful. And that is your idea of angels, and so that is what we are going to put there. Now, I'll tell you in advance, that's the children's version. They're much more powerful than that. And they don't look like humans with skin and wings, mostly female. They don't look that way at all. But they're around every single human being for life. They come in with you. They're born with you. You're not alone. They live with you every single second of the day. And they die with you. In your last breath, you and they get together. And you go across the veil. And then you remember. And you have that party and you have that reunion we've told you about. You really are made of many parts, dear ones. You think you're not. You think you're singular, but you're not. So I want you to think of this for a moment, that cloud around you. What color is your cloud? Well, interestingly enough, in this new energy, so many old souls are starting to have a different, more enlightened consciousness. Now, by enlightened, I mean by this, willing to see more. Not stuck in one paradigm, but aware that things are changing, perhaps even a tingling feeling that you're here in the right place at the right time. And in this metaphor of a cloud of consciousness, that cloud is beginning to clear. And instead of a dark gray or even a light gray, it's a shade of white. And now, because of that shade of white, the entourage, which is angelic, is allowed in. Do you see why? As long as your cloud is of a consciousness of an old, darker paradigm, the angels cannot even get next to it. They can't touch it. That's your choice, your thinking, your consciousness. Everything that is you creates that color of consciousness. But as you start allowing things to happen in your life and you start understanding, you might be different than you thought. Not everything spiritual as it seems. It may be much bigger. It may be things you don't understand, but you're okay with. Because part of an enlightened soul means I don't understand it, but I know it exists. I don't have to figure it out to participate in it. That is an enlightened consciousness at any level. The understanding that there's more, that you don't have to minutiaize it, but you can participate until that time which you understand it. That cloud becomes wider and wider, and in come all of the entourage, because it becomes closer to a vibration of that which is your higher self. So that cloud that you've carried in a darker energy for eons in past lives at a certain color is now starting in black and white to become lighter and whiter. And in that entourage that came in with you is now starting to attach itself in you. And how does it look to you, dear ones? I'm going to talk about that tonight. There will be those who see this metaphor, this paradigm that I'm talking about, and you can't get past the linear. And you'd say, well, I haven't seen the cloud, and I haven't seen the angels, crying's wrong. Instead of understanding, these are metaphors for a consciousness that's dark or light. And that the angels is a metaphor for your magnificence and your help. And are you ready for that which is your spiritual intuition? As soon as that consciousness starts to clear, in come that part of you which is sacred and gives you directions. It gives you directions for your life and for your health. All of the things that you've asked for are starting to be there. That's the help from the angels, which are not angels at all. They are magnificent, intuitive energies that you've earned that have stood outside of the dark cloud all your life. Until now. That's how it works. Many humans don't like that. They want a complete and total outside source. They want to give it a name, and it comes in and helps them, saves them, takes them someplace. And I'll tell you this, you don't need it. You're already magnificent beyond anything else. And as you start clearing that cloud, dear ones, and it starts to get whiter and whiter, your own magnificence creates your own miracles in your own life, and you're here, some of you, because of it. And that is beautiful. And it's true. And it ought to ring in common sense to you on how God works with the creation that is the human being. That's what's going on in this energy. And Adaranda was right. Your soul's never seen it. Not on this planet until now. And the ancestors? What's their message as they've been listening to this? They said it's about time. And they'll smile, and they'll say, someday, you might even realize you can control the weather. And so it is.